Bernie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's up, girl? Let me give you the clap. Yeah, even though that Slay gonna have a problem with me saying give you the clap, but normally I say to the ladies, give them a pause. but you know, you people, so it's like, yeah. What's good? How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad that you can make it to the show.
Yes, I couldn't not make it.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy week.
Yeah, yeah. You have such a deep mind, and it's great that you write poetry and you kind of get your words and expression on paper, but mm-hmm. I want to quickly have you talk to me about your feeling as being an African-American mm-hmm. woman with kids, with male kids. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the things that are going on in our country and in your area?
Whew. Well, that's mainly the part of it that makes this week suck so much, because I've already had those conversations with my son about, you know, how to conduct yourself, you know, the difference between being white and being black. If you were stopped when you're older, because he's 9 now, he's starting to go through puberty. So, you know, we've already started having those coachings, because I'm afraid to lose my son. I lost my brother. He's in jail for the rest of his life for something that started out not even his issue, but, you know, ended up his issue. So that's always on my mind. This week has, like, broken my heart, literally. Like, I've been in this world a long time, and I've seen a lot of things, and I'm a black woman in the inner city. I see a lot. This week has, like, broken my heart. Not so much the killings, because I think I'm used to the killings, as sad as that is.
Yeah, getting numb, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. But more people's blatant disregard for black lives. I mean, I understand all lives matter, but all lives are not under attack. All people are not having conversations with their 9-year-olds about how to avoid getting shot.
No, that's true.
All people, like this man, these men were doing nothing wrong and were shot down, and we're just sitting here like, oh man. But you saw those 5 cops. I saw those 5 cops. And when I woke up in the morning, I felt like, oh, this isn't the issue. That's not the solution to the issue. Like, this isn't what we should do. But at the same time, how is it now that we're in a state of emergency? 560 unarmed black men have been shot this year. Now it's an emergency because 5 cops are shot? Mm. What were we in before? Being a cop is a profession. Blue lives is non-existent. You put a blue uniform on and you go home to your children. We have no choice but to be black. We have no choice but for our children to be black. It's a little bit of a difference. People were just a couple of weeks ago saying they didn't want Black Lives Matter, so it's all lives matter. And now it's Blue Lives Matter. So was your problem really that it said Black Lives Matter? It didn't have anything to do whether it was all lives matter or not. Like, I don't know. I'm feeling crazy. And this poem that I wrote, it was like, I wrote it a little bit at a time. I've been working on it for a year. I wrote it, started it with the Freddie Gray, and you know, different parts are from different tragedies, and that's the saddest part about it, yeah. is that I kept coming back to the same poem with wow. the same feeling for over a year, you know what I'm saying? And I'm heartbroken, more so like for the conversations that I've had at work, with, you know, when it comes to race, for the justification. I saw somebody said, well, why would you move your leg? Like, why was he still resisting? Like, is it not human to want to fight when you're being, you know what I mean? Like, is it not human mm-hmm. to want to fight when you feel like your life is in danger? Self-preservation is the first rule of the jungle. How are we questioning why this man was wiggling when both of his hands were down?
Yeah.
You wouldn't wiggle if there was 2 men on you with a knee in your chest. You wouldn't wiggle. You're going to lay there and say, oh, okay.
After today, after that, I ain't wiggling.
Yeah, after today, I'm not moving. I might not even blink if I can help it. I'm not
even
breathing.
And that's sad. And that's sad.
It is very.
And that's sad.
But,
that's
Cheyenne, so sad. I want to ask you this, Cheyenne, because everything you said, I'm really feeling it. But yeah. I want to ask you, how much of the media spin is a part of this, you know?
Because it's all of the media.
The media is kind of the one that's kind of driving, you know, which way everything's going to go.
It's all the media. It's always the media. People just follow suit to what the media says. People don't know how they feel or what to feel about something until they watch TV and see what other people say about it. It's all the media. It's all it is. But I'm not looking at it from a media standpoint. I'm looking at it from a mother, from a sister, from mm-hmm. just a black woman who loves black men. Like, every man in my life is black for the most part. As a human, you can't ignore that. But the media says a different story, so people follow what the media says. The media is 100%, I feel like a lot of it comes from people not even knowing anything. You don't even know. They just start talking about things, and then it hurts people's feelings, and it gets, and I think it's a vicious cycle, because now, like, those men, those cops that were shot in Texas, from what I know, they weren't never involved in any types of police brutality or anything like that. So now how do you think their family is and their children are going to feel towards black people? You know what I mean? Like, we have to, it's a vicious cycle that's just keep going and going and going and going, and it's makes me sad.
Even piggybacking off that last statement, when these men that were killed and that were even the ones that were injured, their family are not looking at, oh, Blue Lives Matter. They're looking at my loved one, my husband, my father, my uncle, my cousin was shot. They're not looking at, oh, he wore a badge and he got shot. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. They're like, this human being who I love to death, who's my blood.
Mm-hmm. But I think with the media spin, now they're blue every day.
Yeah, they're creating it. Yeah, it's Blue Lives Matter.
My thing, I always thought that the media, there should be some kind of form of someone to regulate how the media, and they should be held accountable for all the
work. Like the FDA.
Yeah, you know. I mean, because I still believe that the media is the one that caused the Tupac and Biggie demise.
Yeah,
because of the whole West Coast, East Coast. I mean, we lived through that, and I know you couldn't. Yeah. I didn't want to hear nothing about West. I don't want to go to West Street. I don't want to do none of that. But I want to hear your poem. We all want to hear your poem.
Absolutely.
And we like having you on the show. I mean, the thing about it is that you're so insightful, and we're not women, obviously. But, you know, just your point of view. And you should think about maybe stopping in every now and then to help.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking to my boyfriend about that the other day, because I have, like, grown so much as a person, woman. Like, the past year has been, like, crazy. 27 is definitely a good age. I'm loving it. So yeah, I should stop in more often. And now my schedule is set. I get off every day at 4, so I don't have any inconveniences that could occur.
Okay.
All right. So I'm awaiting the poem. Tim's awaiting. Let's Ray's awaiting.
I'm ready.
All right. The poem is called "Don't Shoot."
Make sure we keep it clean. Keep it clean.
Oh, it's all clean. Yeah, this had to be clean, because if I threw a bunch of curse words in it, they wouldn't take me serious. So this
true.
Has to be clean.
Love that you said that.
So, I don't usually watch the news, and for very good reason. Seems like all they do is sit at those desks and call my people heathens. But today I decided, let's take a look. Besides, I can't get all my information from Facebook. And what I saw left me brokenhearted. I was getting suited and booted. Then the riot started. These people in the streets, they're of my kind. That brother on the ground could have been mine. And the little girl who saw the whole thing will never be fine. These are the times that we find ourselves in, when your child can go to the store and never return again, when a man in police custody can have his spine broken. What are we gonna do? They've already broke us as a people. Now they just point and shoot. Already turned our sons to thugs and convinced our daughters they're not beautiful. Told us in more ways than one, you'll never be equal. All they'll ever do is use you. And then they'll have the nerve to ask, why are we so mad? We are not the same as them. We didn't grow up with the privilege they had. We had to fight for our rights. They didn't even have to ask. And as a black mother, there's this dreaded conversation that we have to have. Son, when you go out into this world, remember you ain't white. You're just a little black boy, so you have no rights. Stay close to home, always within my sight, and try not to go anywhere alone at night, because it's just not safe for us out in these streets. They'll take your life and then blame it on me. They'll shoot you dead and leave you laying in the street. So understand there's a certain way you must conduct yourself. They already see you as a man that I cannot help. But you have to be respectable, honest, and smart. And if you want to be considered half as good, you're going to have to work twice as hard. I know it's not fair, not the way we want it to be, but I'm just trying to keep you here. That's why I keep you under me, because what if I decide it's time you use your wings and fly, and a rookie cop fucks around and takes your life tonight. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Right. And a rookie cop mess around and take your life tonight. What if I let go and let you live a little when your death turns into just another riddle? Be quicker than them so they can't catch you. Keep your nose clean so they have no reason to get you. You keep your head down when they walk past you. Can't outrun bullets, baby. You not that fast. It's sad I'm even standing here asking you not to shoot. If these were your sons, you'd be asking too. I'm standing here screaming he doesn't have a gun. He's just a little black boy in America. That's why he chose to run. I'm begging and pleading for you to put the guns down. He is unarmed. No weapons were found. His hands are up. He's on the ground. His mother is screaming. What a dreadful sound. Whatever happened to protect and serve? All lives matter, though. You got some nerve.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You know what, Bernie? I really have to say this. You have to get out. You have to get booked. You have to. You might have to go and put this on Facebook.
I'm about to. I'm about to film it.
You know what? Here's the thing, Bernie. And I forgive you for the slip.
Yeah, yeah.
But I
got into it. I'm sorry.
I was into it too, girl. Uh-huh. I was like, yeah. I was.
Then and I had in my mind, I was sitting down so I wouldn't do that, like so I can keep in my. But I stood up and then I just went. I'm sorry.
No. Listen, when you said it, I felt it and I heard it. And Ray got to it before I did. But listen, that was amazing right there. Mm-hmm. I got to give you another clap. I'll give you the clap, the applause. I don't know.
the standing ovation.
Yeah, you.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
I had to get that out.
You know what's crazy? I watered up. Listening. Like, I watered up. And, I mean, that just, for one, from a writer's standpoint, I write myself. So just hearing the passion and how you were able to put that together and just the intensity as you got to certain parts of what you were writing and you felt every piece and every moment. And it was almost like you were envisioning yourself standing there watching your son get killed. That, wow.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah.
Tim, talk to it, Tim.
You.
Wait, real quick. Because that's what it feels like, you know? It feels like that's my brother. It feels like that's my son. It feels like that's my father. It feels like it. I don't know these men from hole in the wall, but you know, when you walk down the street, you see another black man, you see another black woman, you do a little head nod, you know? You in the area, you don't see no black people, you see them and you see them. You know, it feels like that. That's why.
Tim?
As I was saying, V, you hit it on the head. That needs to be heard. You need to get out there and get that out to the masses, to the public. That is very, very moving. I think we were all moved here.
And, yeah. You know why? Because
amazing.
It what made it so special to me, it was like it was my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she was speaking
absolutely
for me and my brothers. And right, the passion of your words. And you got skills, you know what I'm saying?
No question.
Collectively. But the way, the thing that really like got it for me as a connoisseur was that you were able to take those pieces of history and tragedy and put it into
beautifully
spoken word to the point where it just felt like you just telling your story. You got to get that out there, Bernie.
Yeah, huh?
You do.
I am.
Because I'm going to tell you what. You asked Ray, I'm leaking this one. You better
go ahead.
I'm going to go home and cut it up and leak it quick.
Go ahead.
You killed. Ray, you want to Slay was like, sheesh. You know.
Yeah, that's.
And you know we be going at it every once in a while.
Yeah.
Man, like,
I can see the maturity. This ain't the Bernie that we met
a year ago. This ain't last year's Bernie. This is.
I done messed around and fell in love, guys.
I was about to say salute to your man.
Salute to your man. I'm gonna give your man a clap because you was that person. Hey, this was a clap for your man. Salute to him.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And see what love can do.
It's
funny too because once you got a man and everything. some dude just popped up on a friend request, and I'm like, yo, who is this? Then I was like, oh, that must be Bernie Dude. So I'm a add him just so he know it ain't nothing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Going on.
But I'm happy for you, and you have to get this out here. I even think that I'll look in the Albany area, but if they're doing any Black Lives Matter rallies or anything like that, you have to get out there, and this needs to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be heard.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for coming on and sharing with us. Last words, guys?
It's powerful. I'm glad you were open enough to share it with us, because that, man,
just beautiful.
Amazing. Amazing, yeah.
Thank you.
So powerful. And just beautifully done.
I got something to tell you, too, Bernie.
What?
Slay Diddy, man. He just hit me, and he said he going to need the credit, because he did ghostwrite half of that.
He ghostwrote. Oh, okay.
He said, don't act like you ain't know he ghostwrote it. Like, you ain't mixed him at all.
Okay.
You know how Slay give it up. He got his album coming out. When is it coming out, Ray?
Right.
2036 or something like that.
Oh.
Right.
Well, listen. Now, you got this one done, and now he said, seriously, you killed. And you know that's big coming from Slay.
I know.
But
Thank
seriously.
You. I appreciate it.
What about, don't think we forgot about the joint that you did for your grandmother. We want that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that voice. You know, you got us waiting.
I finished it. I did. I actually did.
Well, we'll make another appointment. We'll have you back on and you can do that. Wow, you killed that, man. Mm. I wish we had a rewind, because I would play it again.
Yeah, man.
Mm. If we was like the Breakfast Club, they'd be able to have it up for us.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right?
All right, Bernie, listen, take care of yourself. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to get this up tonight. And listen, stay strong, and thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Bernie.
Later. All right.